I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. State government has a lot of unresolved issues, from the state budget to a contract with the largest employee union. What impact is all of that having on the capital city? And how low farm prices are helping consumers? We'll discuss that. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, no state budget, strike talk, the Springfield economy. What's the impact on it?
Well, we did an informal survey in the last couple of weeks of small business owners, real estate association, the shopping centers. And, well, it's starting to have a real effect now. We've been talking for several months about the concern about unpaid bills and no state budget. But most of what we had heard up to now was, you know, we're concerned, but, you know, we're getting by. Now you do begin to hear that business owners are saying it's begun to affect their bottom line. The Real Estate Association believes there may be some effect, at least on higher-end homes. So you're starting to, perhaps to see some real numbers out there. And the longer this goes on, the bigger the effect will be, they're telling us.
And this seems to be an issue because of Springfield's ties, of course, to state government. It seems to be hitting Springfield even harder than it does in other parts of the state. People there might not be noticing some of these issues nearly as much as Springfield.
Yeah, well, certainly we have a lot more at stake. We've reported quite a bit in the last few years on the fact that healthcare is now the largest local employer, passing state government some years ago. But that doesn't diminish the fact there are still more than 17,000 people in Sangamon and Menard counties that work for state government. Now, certainly not all of those are AFSCME members, should there be a strike, which we've not talked to anyone that wants to see that happen. But yeah, certainly Springfield would be hit harder than most if it should come to that.
And even in the healthcare industry, I mean, there are people still waiting for payments from the state, not sure when that's going to come.
That's a good point, Sean. The hospitals, dentists, physician offices, when you talk about unpaid state bills, they have been some of the hardest hit. Now, again, they tell us they're managing. They get through, they manage their cash flow. But if this drags on into 2017, and from what you all have been reporting, it looks like it very well could, it begins to have serious repercussions.
Well, the Illinois Propane Gas Association held a propane expo out at the state fairgrounds, and you went to that. I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility that someday we might be driving cars that fill up on propane.
Well, this was the first expo that they had organized, the Illinois Propane Gas Association, and the purpose of it was to reach out to that consumer market. Now, propane is commonly used in fleet organizations, say a UPS delivery truck, school buses. Springfield Police Department has a number of patrol cars that run on propane, but they did have what they call them auto gas vehicles there, converted Ford Taurus in one case, that runs on both gasoline and propane. They're hoping to see some changes in state regulation over the next few months that would gradually allow propane to be introduced at the local convenience store. Now, this still has a long way to go. There would have to be infrastructure installed at the service station, certainly, and you can't go down to the local auto dealer now and buy a propane-powered vehicle, but they're at least trying to get that started.
Finally this week, of course, Thanksgiving, the holiday, and a lot of people planning their big feast. They're getting some good news because of some low commodity prices, but farmers aren't necessarily sharing in that good news.
Low corn and grain prices have certainly been bad for farmers this year. One of the side effects has been lower feed prices. The American Farm Bureau Federation released their annual survey of Thanksgiving dinner costs. And for a family of 10, the average about $48.97 this year, and that's down 24 cents. Just food prices overall are down. And of course, you'll remember at this time last year, we were all talking about the possibility of a shortage of turkey because of the avian influenza outbreak. Well, there hasn't been any of that this year. The flocks have rebounded quickly, and the supplies are good this year. So overall, should save a couple of cents a pound this year.
All right, that's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.